Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an old school drum and bass breakbeat inside Ableton Live 12 and turn it into something that feels alive, gritty, and properly jungle. Not just a loop, a playable drum instrument, a phrase, a character in the tune. And that's the key idea here. Old school breaks were never about perfect, polished precision. They were chopped, bounced, resampled, abused through gear, and made to feel human. That instability is part of the magic. So instead of cleaning that vibe away, we're going to lean into it and make it work for a modern DNB track. First, set your project tempo somewhere in the DNB zone, around 170 BPM. Then drag in a break that already has some personality, something with swing, ghost notes, maybe a bit of grime. Amen-style energy works brilliantly, but any dusty old break with movement can do the job. If it feels too clean, it may come out sterile. If it's too busy, it may fight the bass later. We want that sweet spot where the groove feels exciting but still usable. Now place the break on an auto track and warp it carefully. The big warning here is not to overcorrect the timing. If the break is slightly off-grid in a good way, keep some of that push and pull. That human feel is what makes the drums bounce. If needed, try beats mode with transient settings tightened up, but don't force every little nuance into robotic alignment. Next, create a second audio track and call it Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. This track is going to capture the process drum sound in real time, and that's a huge part of the workflow. In DNB, committing to audio often gives you a more convincing result than endlessly tweaking a live loop. It feels like a sample being printed through hardware, which is exactly the kind of energy we want. Before we resample, we need to chop the break into something playable. One easy way is to drop the sample into simpler. You can use slice mode if you want fast automatic chopping, or classic mode if you prefer manual control. For this kind of intermediate jungle workflow, I like thinking in layers, not just loops. One layer carries the main groove, another layer adds top-end motion, and a third layer only appears for fills or transitions. So, for example, keep one track playing the full break, then create another track that triggers key slices like the kick, snare, ghost hits, and little turnaround fragments. That gives you more control over the arrangement, and it makes the break feel performed instead of copied and pasted. If you're using simpler, try a low-pass filter to darken the sample a bit if it's too shiny. Old-school breaks usually sit nicely when they're a little dusty. You can also shape the volume envelope for a tighter chopped feel. And if the snare needs more attitude, transpose the sample a touch until it has weight without sounding weak. Now let's process the break before we print it. Think of this as building a character chain. A really solid starting chain in Ableton is a Q8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Nothing fancy, just stock tools doing the job. Start with EQ8 and high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out unnecessary rumble. If the loop sounds boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Then move into drum bus to bring back some punch and density. A little drive goes a long way here. Keep crunch moderate if you want bite, and only use boom if the break's kick actually needs extra low-end energy. After that, add saturator with soft clip-on to catch peaks and add grit. You don't need to destroy the sound, just give it some edge. Finally, use glue compressor with a slowish attack and medium release, so the break starts to feel like one cohesive performance. Usually just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction is enough to glue the hits together. Here's a really useful teacher move. Automate something small before you print. Maybe a tiny drive increase on drum bus into the last half bar before a drop. Maybe a brief filter opening in the last two bars of a breakdown. Maybe a small snare boost or a quick filter dip. These little performance gestures become part of the groove once they're resampled, and that's where the magic starts to feel alive. Now it's time to record the sound. Arm the resample print track. Make sure its input is set to resampling, and play 4 or 8 bars of the processed break. You're not just recording audio here, you're committing to a drum character. That resampled file will have a slightly different transient shape, a slightly different feel, and that printed quality is exactly what makes it feel old school in the right way. Once you've got the resampled audio, consolidate the best section into a loop and start treating it like raw material. This is where you make it useful for arrangement. Don't leave it as one endless repeating bar. Build variations. Make at least 3 versions. One main loop with the full groove. One fill version with a stronger turnaround at the end of the phrase. And one stripped or tension version that pulls back just enough to make the next section hit harder. You can also get clever with a small reversal at the end of a phrase, or by chopping the final half beat into tiny pieces and scattering them across the last beat. That kind of bar end fracture is pure jungle energy. If you want even more movement, use micro edits. Nudge a few chopped hits a few milliseconds early or late. Don't quantize everything to death. Jungle often feels better when the ghost notes and snare details are not perfectly identical every time. That slight instability is part of the swing. At this stage, it's also smart to keep one on safe version. Make one resampled take that's dirtier, noisier, or a little less controlled than your main version. That can become your secret weapon for fills, drops, or breakdowns. Sometimes the slightly flawed pass is the one with the most personality. Now route all your drum elements to a drum bus. This keeps everything feeling like one kit rather than a bunch of disconnected layers. On the bus, use EQ8 for cleanup, glue compressor for cohesion, and maybe a little saturator or drum bus if the whole kit needs density. Keep the low end under control. If the brake has too much low kick energy, carve some space so it doesn't fight the sub. The sub should own the deepest frequencies. The brake should own the groove and punch. That point is really important in DNB. If your brake is too wide, too boomy, or too smeared, it can blur the whole track. Use utility, if needed, to keep low mids and bass elements more centered and controlled. Let the top end and ambience have the stereo interest. Keep the foundation tight. Now let's make the brake talk to the bass line. This is where the track starts feeling musical instead of just rhythmic. The brake should answer the bass. The bass should leave room for the snare. If you've got a reese, let it dip slightly when the snare lands, or shape the phrasing so the bass opens up right after the backbeat. That little space gives the groove power. And here's a simple rule that works almost every time. If the break is busy with ghost notes, simplify the bass. If the bass has a dramatic movement, let the break breathe for half a bar. That call and response relationship is a huge reason resampled breaks work so well in jungle and darker DNB. The drums and bass feel like they're in conversation. When it comes to arrangement, don't let the same loop run for ages. Build the track in phrases. Think 8 bars at a time. Use the main break for a few bars, then add a fill, then strip it down, then bring back a harsher variation. For example, a 32-bar drop might use the main loop for the first 8 bars, introduce a fill at the end of bar 8, strip the groove for a few bars, then bring in a harder resampled version alongside a new bass phrase. You can also make the intro and outro more DJ-friendly. Start sparse, with filtered break fragments and minimal snare, then build into the drop. At the end, strip the bass away and leave the drums and percussion so the track mixes cleanly into another tune. That's classic club arrangement thinking, and it makes your production feel more complete. A nice advanced move is to create a second resampled pass that's a bit harder and thinner, with more saturation and tighter transients. Use that version only for the drop or the second half of the tune. Then maybe keep a thinner, high-passed ghost version for breakdowns. Contrast makes the full drum hit feel bigger when it returns. So let's recap the workflow in a practical way. Choose a characterful old-school break, chop it in Simpler or a drum rack. Shape it with stock Ableton devices. Print it to a new audio track through resampling. Edit the printed audio into fills, variations, and tension moments. Glue it together on a drum bus. Then arrange it so the drums evolve with the bass line instead of looping endlessly. If you want to practice this properly, make 3 versions of the same break in a short session. Build a main loop, a fill version, and a drop version. Arrange them into a 16-bar section. Add a simple sub line under it. Make 1 automation move on the drum bus. Then print the final drum section once more. If you can hear where the phrases change even with your eyes closed, your edits are working. And that's the big goal here, not just a drum loop, but a resample jungle system. One sample, reshaped into movement, tension, and impact. That's how you get authentic old-school DNB energy in Ableton Live 12, while still making it feel like your own.